Our next item is A1 Fence Company, conditional use 1598 site plan on Route 9.
This is a site plan for a fence company. The council approved the conditional use October 4th of last year with 11 conditions. Those conditions have been referenced on the site plan, and it complies with those conditions. There's a 30-foot by 60-foot building proposed. The setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. The parking area is to be stoned. If you grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
It's inside the fence.
And if I'm correct, this is one that the commission recommended against approval and the council.
Correct.
And they're decided otherwise. Mr. Chairman, concerning the A1 Fence Company conditional use 1598 site plan on Route 9, my motion is approval of this preliminary site plan, and that final approval could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Question?
Yes, sir.
I just saw it. The setback for the existing one-story shed need to be moved to be at least 5 feet from the property line.
Yeah.
It's been placed since the site was improved
mm-mm.
upon.
Mm-mm.
And we talked about that at the public hearing. So they need to move the little shed.
Correct. So I moved that shed.
Need to move the little shed 5 foot.
I think we know that last time.
Yeah.
It was stated that we discussed that during the public hearing.
And they knew it was supposed to be moved, right?
Not been moved.
Right.
Not been moved?
No.
I don't know. Mr. Johnson, you might want to reconsider your motion.
And the dumpster? Can the dumpster be moved?
Well, the dumpster's inside the fence. The fence is in front of the dumpster. The
dumpster's
dumpster.
Inside
that line right there is the fence. And the dumpster's actually a fence also. You really can't see it.
What do we have? Do we have a motion and a second and a vote or not?
Did we get a second? No, Mr. Lang said question before there was a second.
So what needs to happen if you want to is to amend your motion.
Amend your motion or withdraw and make another motion.
Right.
And required to be moved.
Before you move.
Deferred or required to be moved? We've been under deferral. How long has it been since this was approved, Shane?
October 4th of last year.
They're planning time to move it. I would have thought, but before they had a plan done, they wouldn't move it.
Plus, they probably forgot. Other issue maybe too is that aren't the products and materials still in the front yard setback?
They have moved one of the displays. I'm not sure if both of them are moved, but the fence came down. The display in front of the house is gone, and the sign that was on it's gone also.
The little structure above the well was still out there.
What, that little ornamental well thing? They had an archway with a fence.
I think we should refer it to county
arbor.
Council. They're the ones that liked it. We'll get with them. Let them do it.
We can't do that.
We do
the
that?
The commission's charged with reviewing.
Are we allowed to do that?
So.
We can't.
What I would suggest, depending on what you're inclined to do, is that shed does need to be moved, and the final site plan should show that it's moved. And obviously the staff can verify that that's occurred when the final site plan.
They certainly can. Is there anyone here representing this application? No? Nobody here? What?
The one other thing was they had all the, when they had the public hearing, it was already in place.
Okay.
The storage of materials would land along the fence inside, and once this new pole building is built, then that'll eliminate that problem. That was the way they've been operating all along.
Well, Mr. Chairman, in light of the issues that have been raised, I would wish to withdraw my original motion, and then in its stead, I move that action on this application be deferred until the shed is moved and that all the materials that are currently located in the front yard setback are moved before we consider a preliminary site plan approval of this.
Can I make a suggestion instead? That
sure.
I think it's more straightforward for everybody involved if you grant preliminary approval subject to all that, and then final site plan approval being subject to all that occurring. I think that's going to be easier to track with staff and everything else.
Rather than having to bring it back.
Yeah.
And have 27 more on it.
Yeah. You can go either way. That's
doesn't matter.
Mr. Chairman, in light of the of the recent discussion, I wish to withdraw my second motion, and in its stead, I move that we grant preliminary approval for conditional use 1598 site plan, subject to the shed being moved to the proper setback, and that any articles that are currently in the front yard setback be removed as well, and that final site plan be subject to approval of agency staff, receiving all approvals and verification that those requirements have been met.
Second. We moved and seconded to approve Scott and Monica Schubert.
A1 Fence Company.
I'm sorry, A1 Fence. Sorry. A1 Fence Company. All that confusion. I forgot which one we were talking about. A1 Fence Company, conditional use 1598 site plan on Route 9 with the final approval by the staff, subject to the correction of the items mentioned. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.